Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Cal McNair can't do anything right. Janice McNair, shout out to her, donated $500,000 yesterday for relief from last week. Cal McNair, whether it's a picture of him and his wife handing out water or anything, Cal McNair is getting heavily criticized. I have two questions here. Number one, is the criticism valid?
Yes. Oh, did you know what I was supposed to answer?
No, there it is. That's number one, so there's a yes. And number two, when is enough enough? When does it matter for Cal McNair, all the criticism he's getting? I know a lot of times guys in powerful positions have to make bold moves, and a lot of times those bold moves – they result in that person that made that decision getting the last laugh. I understand that. But in this situation, with what looks like to be an inevitable situation where Deshaun Watson is going to play for another team the next time he steps on an NFL field, with a guy in Jack Easterby who's been bad at his job since he's been here, and he's been a major distraction and a negative with the Texans, at what point does the chatter, does the scrutiny, does the criticism, which is as high as I've ever seen it, even higher than Bill O'Brien, at what point does that lead to Cal McNair making some sort of decision or doing something to maybe tone this down a little bit?
Look, I don't care who you are. Certain people are better at handling criticism than others, and they have the don't give a bleep gene. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't affect them or they don't hear it or it doesn't bother them. It just bothers them to a lesser degree. I don't even know if Cal McNair is to that point yet. This is all new to him. You know, he's kind of been the guy in the background. Oh, is that Bob McNair's son? The guy with the mustache? You know, he's been out there here and there over the last 20 years, but until the last three, you know, two and a half or three, this is new to be in the focal point like this. So I guarantee you it bothers him a lot. So that leads to the answer that I have is I think there will be a point sooner rather than later where, I mean, he just throws his hands up and just says, I can't deal with this anymore. I have to make a decision. But here's the problem. I would have thought it would have happened 3 months ago. You know, with everything that has been happening in the last 2-3 months, how he has not gotten there yet and figured it out is incredible. So it's either what we all suspect, that Jack Easterby just kind of has him, you know, he has his ear, has his attention, has his trust, and the family's trust, Hannah McNair as well, and Janice McNair as well, to the point that he's just convinced. He's just convinced that everyone's wrong and they're right. Or he's just being stubborn now. You know, he just wants to be right so bad. Keep in mind his background, all right? Someone like Jim Crane has earned every dollar he's made. He's climbed from the bottom to the top, right? Cal McNair was born into this. So you would suspect that he might just be stubborn. He folds his arms in front of him and takes a big, you know, a big deep breath and says, I'll show you. And I'm not saying he's a brat or anything. I think it's just the way he's been conditioned coming up. So he might just be stubborn, and this is where we're going to be for a while.
He might just not be built for it. But I just don't know. Eventually, this has got to add up. Because the other thing with Jim Crane is I think when you've been in the trenches, when you've had to deal with situations where it's been stick that chest out or else you're not going to get, you know, that payoff or anything like that. Like, you're also used to the scrutiny and stuff like that. Cal McNair, up until the last final years, he's just been the guy in the background with Bob.
Yeah.
I mean, no disrespect, but I mean, he's not having to go up there and speak. He's just a guy that's, you know, in the background with Bob, and you might see him in the suite. But now he is honestly, and this is, he's one of the most ridiculed people in the entire NFL, and probably the most ridiculed person along with Jack Easterby in the city. But the only difference between Jack Easterby and Cal McNair is Cal McNair is not going anywhere. His reputation here should matter somewhat,
yeah,
especially if the decisions he's making appear to be so cut and dry that they're the wrong ones. Like the things that he's getting criticized mm-hmm. for, the decisions are the wrong ones. Like, teams get criticized a lot for making moves, but a lot of times when you make that move that's controversial, it ends up working out. This is not a recipe for success right now, the way that Cal McNair is overseeing this organization. And I just don't know how much longer he's going to allow Jack Easterby to sit here and minimize and
yeah.
make everyone else's job in that organization more difficult.
You know, you started out this segment by saying, you know, that it's worse than Bill O'Brien. And at first I was like, is it really? And
yes.
But you know why it is? Yes. I agree with you. I agree. And you know why it is? Because Cal can't go anywhere else. This is all he's got. You know, if he fails, every criticism and all the noise is going to stay with him. Bill O'Brien, I mean, you guys, if you listen to the show, you know I said this multiple times. He's doing his deal and he's sticking his heels in the ground because if it doesn't work out, fine, somebody else's problem. Same thing with Jack Easterby. He can be anything he wants right now, control everything he can. And if it doesn't work out and ultimately he's fired, fine, somebody else's problem. Cal McNair can't say that. This is his problem, and it's going to stay his problem because he's not going to all of a sudden own another team. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
Look, Cal McNair could single-handedly do as much good in the community as he wants, and he's still going to be very criticized because his biggest right. duty to this community is to run this organization the right way. I'm not saying it's win a Super Bowl or bust, but it's got to be run in a respectful manner. It's got to be run with a certain amount of integrity. And quite honestly, right now, there's a lot of questions about how high the integrity is with Jack Easterby. I mean, just look, Cal McNair puts out the Texans yesterday. Mm-hmm. They put out a video. When the community needs help, we are here. Cal McNair will serve on the Greater Houston / Harris County 2021 Winter Storm Relief Fund Advisory Board, chosen by Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, # Texans Care.
Second consecutive day that he's out there in public with a good thing.
Here you go. Here are the comments on that. Sell the team. Based on his history, he's going to trade away our best equipment. Optics are important. I'm sure he'll do a great job organizing a prayer circle with Easterby's help. In the meantime, can we get someone actually qualified and or helpful? Help by selling the team. Do what's right for Houston. Sell the team. The new owner would help the morale in the community. Great. Now Jack Easterby involved in city activities. Cal does nothing without Jack in the mix. Be prepared, Mayor. You know what would really help Houstonians? # fire Jack Easterby. # fire Jack Easterby and sell the team. Community needs him to sell the team. Jack Easterby, frown. At this point, why do y'all even post on social media? And when the Texans need help, who's going to help Cal? Serving the who? When the community needs help, we are here. When our local football team needs to be run into the ground, we are here. # Cal Tommy Boy McNair. I mean, what are you doing? Like,
that's every comment for a very good thing. And that's my point. It's not going anywhere. You know, Cal McNair is going to be hearing that because of what happened with, and especially after they trade Deshaun Watson, it's just going to get 10 times worse if that seems possible. It's not going anywhere. Jack Easterby might, you know, ultimately just be gone, and then he'll be a team chaplain somewhere at South Carolina or something again, or running his what is it, the greatest champion
Foundation
or whatever it is. And people are going to forget about him in this town, or at least just make him a bad memory.
Just give him his contract and let him go, man. Let him go.
But what I'm saying, Cal is going, this is going to haunt him
for
as long.
The city needs it.
As long as the McNair family owns this team.
The city needs him to make this call, though.
He's not.
But he needs to, man.
I know he needs to.
He really needs to. It's hard for me to watch with him because there is a certain, like, likability to Cal McNair. It's different than most billionaires that I've covered or that you interact with. It's kind of like the all shucks type of likability. He's not a public speaker. He's got a little bit of a healthy amount of shyness to him, but he's still got a little bit of a presence. Mm-hmm. But right now, people are looking at him as clueless, and they're looking at him as like a guy who has never earned anything, and they're looking at him as a guy who doesn't care about what goes on in Houston and what goes on with this. Like, this whole, like, I don't know, like, obviously – the McNair's reputation for helping the city speaks for itself, but this doesn't, I don't think him being out there and doing this is making people think any more than they already
did. No. You're absolutely right.
So I hope that they don't think that's like gonna change the way people feel about Easterby. I think it only makes it worse.
Yeah. And his reputation right now, obviously on the line as well. It's not going to change anything. What's the longest grudge you've ever held? Are you still holding a long grudge against anyone? That's what the city of Houston is going to do. That's what the city of Houston is going to hold this grudge against him because of this. I don't know how long, forever, as long as he's here.
Well, I think he can the Al Davis thing does hold weight. Just win, baby. Mm-hmm. But right now he's keeping a guy around that's making it harder for him to win, baby. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like if Jack Easterby, regardless of what you say, regardless of how you feel about Caserio, they could hire the best coach ever. Bill Belichick could quit the Patriots and he could come here and coach. Or Sean McVay could say, you know what? I like Los Angeles. I want to go to Houston. And Sean McVay could come here and you could hire the best staff ever. Jack Easterby's mere presence is making it harder for them to just win, baby. That's the solution.
Right.
That's the problem, and that's what's rubbing a lot of people the wrong way. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We want to help some small businesses.
This is really cool. Pay attention, Loopholes.
If you're a small business and you're going through tough times, my gosh, there are a lot of opportunities to have been going through some tough times. But we want to help you. Here at Sports Radio 610, just send us an email at smallbusiness@sportsradio610.com. smallbusiness@sportsradio610.com. We could give you a shout out on the air. We want to help you out. We want to get you through these tough times. Nothing better than Houston small businesses. I got a lot of them that I like that had to go through a lot. Send us your small business, and we could help you out here on the air. smallbusiness@sportsradio610.com. You can participate in our small biz shout outs.
Look, we all know those businesses in our neighborhoods, right? I've shouted out some of my favorites up in the Humble, Walden, Kingwood area that I know, you know, they got the old 1-2 punch, man. I mean, and it was it would have decked a lot of people, and maybe you're just kind of holding on and staggering. Don't be bashful. That's my message with the small business shout out that we're doing here at Sports Radio 610. Don't be bashful, man. It's not a handout. It's a shout out to help you do business better. All right. smallbusiness@sportsradio610.com.
Coming up, the crossroads for the Stros and the crossroads for the Texans. They were both experiencing similar situations and they handled them completely differently. That might be an understatement. We'll talk about them next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Start of last year, Jim Crane was facing controversy, and he had to hire a new general manager and a new manager slash, I guess the equivalent is coach in the NFL. He faced the controversy head on, and he made a hire, James Click, and then he hired Dusty Baker as his manager. Cal McNair facing the same situation at the start of this year. Crossroads, culture change needed, best player in franchise history, status uncertain. Deshaun Watson seemed like he was going to be the face of the franchise moving forward, but you just needed to make the right move. And Cal made his decisions. He hired Nick Caserio and he hired David Coley, and now Deshaun Watson wants out. It is interesting to see that these situations were so similar, but the result appears to be much different, with us feeling really good about the Astros right now. And man, Texans are the main national story. Not necessarily too many people feeling good about them.
It goes back, and this is why people, especially veterans, coaches, general manager types, the first thing they look at when they're considering going to a new destiny is ownership. They want strong ownership, stable ownership. And I can't tell you how much it hurts me to say these things, because I was such a fan of Bob McNair's and really got to know him and just couldn't say a lot of bad things about him. The Texans, frankly, don't have the stable, strong ownership. I mean, clearly, when some guy who's been in your building for about 2 years runs everything, that's not a strong, stable ownership.
How much do you think he wants to do this?
Cal?
Yeah.
I think he likes being an NFL owner. He just doesn't like doing NFL owner things.
Well, can't you still be an NFL owner and not do NFL owner things? Do you think it's possible that Easterby's doing more of the NFL owner things, and that's the
possible
problem? Well, do you think Cal just needs to find the right Easterby, and he can have his cake and eat it too?
That's a really good point. I mean, there are others who do that, who kind of silent owners. Leslie Alexander in this city, you know, but he was strong enough to and smart enough to get the right people in charge. People forget it hasn't always been Daryl Morey. He had good people, you know, before that in the glorious 90s runs, you know, with the Pattersons and bringing in Tom Janovich, who helped, and Carol Dawson and all those. Yeah, I think that's a solid point. But at this point, when's that going to happen? Maybe he's just not strong enough or experienced enough, giving him credit, to know and have the circle of confidence of other owners who can lead him in the right direction, and he fell down this path.
The problem, though, with getting experience is I do get that, you know, Cal McNair is not a finished product. He's a relatively young owner, but some things should just be a given, and you can't screw up a situation like this, whether it be getting the right compensation for Deshaun Watson, whether it be keeping Deshaun Watson happy. There are owners that have owned teams for a long time and they've never had a quarterback as talented as Deshaun Watson. They'd mm-hmm. sell their soul for it.
Yeah.
So it's one thing to say, oh, this guy's learning on the job, and maybe, you know, he hired a bad coach here, or he hired the wrong GM here. But if you have what the Texans have, which is the most coveted asset really that you can have in all of sports, a mm-hmm. franchise quarterback, learning on the job or not, these are the mistakes that you a lot of times, even if you find yourself, you're not going to be able to get back. And that's why, you know, if it's firing Jack Easterby, if that's the only thing that even gives you a puncher's chance, that's probably the thing that you're going to need to do. And quite honestly, I think even after Deshaun Watson's traded, I think the likelihood of Jack Easterby getting fired increases, because I think Cal's going to have to wake up and realize what has happened, and he's going to realize that Jack Easterby's making this harder for him. So I get, and I'm with you, mm-hmm. that he is relatively new to this. And I think anyone in any occupation, you can try to minimize it and talk about how easy it is or isn't, but anyone in that situation, you have to learn somewhat on the job. But man, there are some things that are right in front of you, and sometimes you're trying too hard not to do make the obvious decision that needs to be made.
You can move one seat to your right or left, and that seat gets a lot hotter. You know, he was in the other seat, and it was cool and comfortable. It was a recliner, man, all leather, you know, Italian leather. He was good. He was in the room with his dad, Bob, for 15, 16, 17 years. You move over one seat, it gets a lot hotter. And so the point is this: there would not be a Jack Easterby problem if ownership, in this case the CEO, Cal McNair, handled it. And was strong enough to handle it even after the fact. You can make the mistake, just fix it. And that's the problem. Cal McNair made a mistake in trusting Jack Easterby. Nobody is going to dispute that, I don't think. You have to fix it. You have to be strong enough to say, I'm going to cut bait because, you know, this is not working. But instead, he's lingering.
Are we 100% positive that it's Cal McNair's decision?
Why? What do you mean? Like, I'm that just, Easterby staying?
No, are we 100% positive that Cal McNair could fire Jack Easterby if he wanted to?
Oh, well, no, not 100. I would say 90-something. I know where you're going with that. Janice McNair might have that trust as well from Jack Easterby, or trust him. Hannah McNair might be in the same boat. So they have influence, and you know, they have influence on Cal too. But I still think they would ultimately say, Cal, do what you think is right, and he's just not doing it.
713-572-4610 to get in. Let's go to Rick. Rick, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas, man. How do y'all feel about just easing up on the Texans? Maybe these guys just want a clean brand business. Good people, tight rules, just a clean ranch.
You think Deshaun Watson's a bad person? Is that what you're saying? Is he not a clean?
I mean,
is Deshaun, Deshaun's
butting,
not a clean, not a clean person?
Heads, if he's butting heads with the owner because of a manager, maybe.
Is JJ Watt a clean? Is JJ Watt a clean person, Rick?
JJ Watt is definitely a clean person, but with another goal in mind. The Texans don't want to win the Super Bowl, man. They want a clean organization.
Well, that's fine then. If that's what you're saying,
yeah, that's not a layoff though.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, that. But we can certainly.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm not saying what he's saying is wrong, but don't say layoff. No, you got to bring the heat if that's the case.
I think there's millions of football fans who would do the exact opposite of laying off. Yeah, it might just be we're going to run a pure organization. We've talked about it on this show. I think that's what they believe. It's just a higher calling.
But it's not pure with Easterby.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying that's what they're
– I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at it.
That's what they're trying.
No, but he's not pure.
Right. Come on, anything but.
Yeah.
Anything but.
So that's not pure.
But what I'm saying is that's – sure, that's how you want to do run an NFL football team. Well, don't expect us to say swell. That's just swell. Let's lose but have a really good squad.
Mike, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Oh, man, we're going to lose, but we're going to win too. We're going to be a great team. We're going to have a lot of fun. Will Fuller is going to be out there. Some quarterback is going to be out there. That badass coach will be out there. We're going to have a great day.
There we go. I like the positivity.
Thank you, Jack.
It seems like some very, very sarcasm there from my man Mike. Good Lord. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Yeah, it's not a mystery. Like, it's clear what they want, I think. I don't know. I don't know if it is clear or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember Jack Easterby with the New England Patriots playing catch with Josh Gordon before games. I remember him being the main guy that was in charge of overseeing Josh Gordon. So now all of a sudden we're talking about this like it's that's what doesn't make sense to me is when Jack Easterby first came here, I was somewhat excited because A, I didn't think he was going to try to be a GM and completely ruin the football ops side of things. But I thought he was going to be a guy where, oh gosh, this guy mentored Josh Gordon. This is a guy who maybe now the Texans are going to be rolling the dice on stuff like that. And this guy like increases the potential talent that they can bring in.
Well,
but now it just seems like it's just become a little different,
you know. And Steph Stradley tweeted me this.
Appreciate the warning.
No, it was good. From Cal McNair's words himself from Nick Caserio's introductory press conference, and it fits with this discussion so well. This is Cal McNair saying this now. We believe you can't go wrong by doing what's right. Yeah, you can. You know, it's good to do what's right. It's good to have all the good people. But if that's your manifesto, if that's your, you know, standard, a lot of NFL teams, you know, are going to pass you and are and have.
Deshaun Watson is, we think, what, like 10 weeks-ish away from being traded. The problem is, too, you're getting rid of people and they're getting roles with other organizations. Like it's not like you're getting rid of people and then it's like, well, no one wanted that guy anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you cut Alfred Blue or something like that, and finally, you know, you realize he shouldn't have been here anyway, so you probably held on to him a little bit too long. That's one thing. But when Chris Olsen gets to oversee entire football ops in Atlanta, Amy Paulsik goes right to Jacksonville and works under Urban Meyer. DeAndre Hopkins goes and does what he does with the Arizona Cardinals. and you have all this stuff going on. Anthony Weaver gets to go to Baltimore. Like, that's the problem. Are you really getting rid of the right type of people and keeping the right ones? Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The OG showdown, Dusty versus Culley. Their introductory press conferences. Who did it better? Plus more reaction next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Right, let's have a little showdown. The OG introductory press conference. David Culley versus Dusty Baker. We have four categories. Category number one is going to be on goals.
Okay.
Their goals. We'll get to calls in a second. I got some people fired up. Category number two is going to be controversy. They both were hired amidst controversy. You're going to decide the winner when it comes to controversy. Category number three.
Why are you laughing?
On taking the job itself.
Mm-hmm.
And category number four is going to be message to fans.
All right. I like this.
We have an undercard as well.
Oh.
Owner introductions. So we're going to start this showdown with a welterweight battle between Cal McNair and Jim Crane, introducing their new shot callers, coaches, and managers.
Okay.
Let's start with contestant number one, Jim Crane, introducing Dusty Baker.
Thanks, everybody, for coming today. We're very excited to announce today that Dusty Baker is the new manager of the Houston Astros. We hired Dusty for two reasons. He's a person of high integrity. He's a respected leader. He has great baseball experience, and he will earn the players' trust. The second reason, Dusty has one of the most impressive records in baseball. He had a storied career on and off the field. He's the best person to lead this team to a championship. His gold is our gold. On January 13, MLB made a decision, fines for the Astros. We took that to a higher standard. We are holding the Astros to a higher standard. This is today is a reinforcement with hiring Dusty to live up to that commitment. Hiring Dusty Baker is one big step for us to move forward. And I believe Dusty is the right person at the right time. We're absolutely thrilled to have him here. Please join me in welcoming Dusty and his family to the Astros family.
Man.
All right.
He gives you the what.
Okay.
And then several reasons why.
Okay.
And then puts a nice little bow on it.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
All right.
You can get down with that.
I can get down with that.
His opponents, Cal McNair. Here is Cal McNair's introduction of David Culley.
Well, welcome, everybody. And thank you for being here with us. Hopefully we can start doing these in person real soon. I just wanted to jump on this meeting because this is an incredibly exciting day for our franchise. We've added a very well-respected and experienced member to our Texans family and our new head coach, David Culley. We met with a lot of terrific candidates throughout the process, but David's vision and ability to bring people together made it obvious to us that he is our guy. I'll kick it to Nick and David for opening statements, but I just wanted to start off by saying how excited my family is to welcome David and his family to the Houston Texans. Thank you, and go Texans.
All right, declare a winner.
I mean, come on now. That would be Jim Crane. Keep in mind, Cal McNair wasn't even going to be in on that at first, but then he just felt compelled to jump in. So, yeah, now that's Jim Crane.
All right, Jim Crane is your winner in the undercard. Now to the main events. The OG David Culley versus the OG Dusty Baker. Round one is on goals. Let's start. Do you want to start with Culley or do you want to start with Dusty?
I want to hear Dusty, man.
All right, here's Dusty on his goals. This is the manager of the Houston Astros. This is the introductory press conference showdown. Jim Crane has already won the undercard. This is Dusty on the goals.
This is, my last chance to accomplish the goal. I was happy, but I wasn't satisfied where I was and what I was doing because, something's missing.
Well, then I guess there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Win the whole thing.
All right, so that's his goals.
Who was that last guy?
That was from Major League, man.
Oh, okay.
Roger Dorn. or Jake Taylor.
Yeah, it was Jake. Right,
so there's Dusty. One thing left. Very short and sweet.
Yeah.
Here's David Coley on his goals.
Well, first of all, let me go back to why I'm here. The McNair family. That's the first thing. The second thing is why I feel that way is the general manager here, Nick. Been there, done that. I've known Nick for 20 years. He knows what it's all about in this league. We know it's a bottom line business. We know it's about winning. Winning a Super Bowl being your first goal, but to win a Super Bowl, you got to win your division.
No.
You got to win your next game.
No, you don't.
And I can assure you that right now with me being here, with what's in place with this family and Nick and everybody involved in this organization, we are going to do everything possible. Every day I walk in this building, every day you walk out of this building, it's going to be about and it's going to be for the Houston Texans. And if you can't get excited about that and you don't believe that right there, we will show you.
All right, goals.
What's the goal?
All right, so goals, Dusty Baker or David Coley?
I mean, come on.
Come, be a judge. Be a professional.
I am judge. I am a judge. Dusty.
Okay, Dusty wins. Okay. On to the controversy, because they are both dealing with controversy. The Deshaun Watson controversy and the Astros cheating controversy. Let's hear first from David Coley. David Coley talking about the Deshaun Watson controversy.
The only thing I knew about this whole situation at that point was is that I was being interviewed for this job to be the head coach. And I did know at that point, Deshaun Watson's a Houston Texan. He's a quarterback of the Houston Texans. And that's all that I was concerned about. And that's all I knew. And whatever was been said about what he wanted to do or he didn't want to do, all I know is this. Having been in this business this long, you know, he is a Houston Texan. And I want him to be a Houston Texan. And the reason I'm in this position today is because I knew he's going to be a Houston Texan.
It's a hell of a promise. Here's Dusty Baker talking
about... Actually, it wasn't too bad. I got to give Coley some credit there.
The Astros controversy, courtesy of Dusty Baker.
I'll talk to him at some point in time. I'll address it when I get there. I'm not just exactly sure how I'm address it or what I'm going to say. You know, we'll get to the bottom of it and then try to flush it and forget it and go on about what we have to do. In life, all of your experiences of your past, you know, should help you in the present. And, you know, I've been through a lot of things in my life. You know, I feel that I can help the players. I feel like I can help this organization. I feel like I can help the city. But, you know, this is a new beginning. It's a new beginning for us, a new beginning for me. And I think that the thing that we have going for us is the amount of love that the players have for this city and the city has for the players. I knew it was going to be challenging when I took the position. But, you know, I've always raised to the challenge, and I know I'm going to do great and the team's going to do great.
Man, I wish I could go back in time and be one of Dusty's, like, kids and get in trouble at school and just have him give me a speech. Just so give me a speech, see, some wisdom.
Imagine where you would be now. Just imagine where you would be now. Look, Dusty wins again, but I thought David Coley acquitted himself a little better in that. At least talked about Deshaun and wanted him and thought he was going to be a Texan, etc.
All right, so we have Jim Crane as the winner at the beginning. Dusty's won goals and Dusty has won controversy. On to taking the job. Taking the gig. Why did you take the gig? Let's start with David Coley.
I took this job simply because there's 32 of these in this league. And it is a pleasure. It is a privilege. It is an honor to be the head coach of one of these franchises. Every team's goal in this league is to win a Super Bowl every year. Every team thinks that can happen every year, regardless of what happened the year before. That's always the goal, and that's always the goal that we'll have when everybody walks through that door, when everybody in the building, everybody here, that's our one goal. And what we're getting ready to do now will have nothing to do with what happened in the past. Is we're going forward right now to do the things that we need to do to be the best franchise that we can be and go and try to accomplish those goals.
All right, so that's why he took the job.
It's not bad. He's trying to get people – pointed in the right direction. You don't agree?
I'm not the judge. Here's Dusty Baker on taking the job.
I'm always about change. How many men 70 years old have a 20-year-old son?
All right,
you know,
stop it. Stop it. That's
game's
a knockout.
Over.
Game over. We don't even need to hear anything else
knockout.
He said.
Yeah, that would
Let's
be
get a
knockout.
Replay of that knockout right there. Play the beginning of that again, Figgy. Yeah, you got. I got nothing left to say to you, Dusty, after you say that.
I'm always about change. How many men 70 years old have a 20-year-old son?
The end.
Man. He just wanted to
the
get
end.
That. He could have used any analogy he wanted.
All right, let's hear what he said after that, because that was pretty cool.
And I just had my first grandchild 15 days ago. I enjoy and embrace, you know, being modern, but also being old school at the same time. And I don't see why we can't combine the both of them. I mean, the other day I was listening to B.B. King, and he was playing with Eric Woo. Clapton. I was Woo. Listening to the Stones, and they were playing with Muddy Waters.
Woo.
So,
go,
you know, I'd like to
Three
think that
combo.
I can, you know, combine the two. This is a great team. I mean, this was a great team before I got here. And, you know, don't tell the Nationals. I was rooting for this team to beat the Nationals. You know, I'm very excited. And you know, I love this city, actually. I mean, I spent probably more time here than I have any other city other than where I was living.
Listen to this cool dude. I want to smoke a joint and just listen to this guy.
Dusty doesn't smoke weed.
Listen to how he says Muddy Waters, too.
Oh, Muddy Waters, baby.
He said Waters.
Waters, yeah.
Waters.
Mm-hmm.
God, he's cool. All right, so Dusty wins that one easily. Taking the job controversy goals. This is the final one. We'll get to the
calls in just a sec. Well, the game is over. We just got to see the final punch.
Yeah, we got to see if David Coley can save face.
Mm-hmm.
The message to the fans. Let's start with the coolest. God, Dusty, I need a toothpick right now. Let's start with Dusty Baker, his message to Astros fans as he tries to pitch a perfect game in the OG showdown.
Just stay together. That's what Bill Walsh told me a long time ago to tell my team. These players, I mean, they love their fans here. I mean, when I'm watching games on TVs, man, I mean, these fans are into it. I mean, they're really into it. I really didn't like coming here to play because the fans, are a factor here in this ballpark. And the whole thing is, you know, we'll get through this and, we'll all heal together.
A Bill Walsh quote.
All right.
A shout out to the fans in the atmosphere. And we're in this together. That's his message to the fans.
I mean, what else do you want? The guy has seen things, and he knows everybody, and he's got that. It's not even a swagger. It's just like a cool. It's just like a guy that just gets life, you know?
All right. David Coley looking to avoid getting swept by Dusty Baker. Just like in the dunk contest many times.
Mm-hmm.
After someone delivers an awesome dunk, a lot of times a player will bring someone out to help them out. They'll bring someone to throw it off the backboard. Maybe they'll jump over them. Who knows? They'll do that. Apparently, David Coley, in the final round, the message to fans, he's bringing out Melissa.
Hi, Coach. My name is Melissa. And on
Hey, Melissa.
Hi. On behalf of the Texans season ticket holders, my question is, last season was tough, and there's been a lot of talk circulating around the Texans recently. The fan base would like to hear some positive news. What are a few optimistic reasons why you are excited about our future?
Well, first of all, let me go back to why I'm here, the McNair family. That's the first thing. The second thing is why I feel that way is the general manager here, Nick. Been there, done that. I've known Nick for 20 years. He knows what it's all about in this league. We know it's a bottom line.
He hasn't been there, done that. He's a first-time GM. I like Nick.
That's right.
But he hasn't.
I think it's more talking about the experience that he has.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bottom line business. We know it's about winning. When the McNair family brought Nick in to be the general manager of this organization, I knew then that anybody that was in the position that to be the head coach of the Houston Texans were going to have an opportunity to do the things that I just mentioned earlier about our goals. About winning a Super Bowl being your first goal, but to win a Super Bowl, you got to win your division. You got to win your next game. And I can assure you that right now with me being here, with what's in place, with this
Stop
family,
the fight,
and Nick,
John.
And everybody in
Throwing the towel.
Good God, ref.
We are going to do everything possible. Every day I walk in this building, every day you walk out of this building, it's going to be about and it's going to be for the Houston Texans. And if you can't get excited about that and you don't believe that right there, we will show you.
And
I would just say, Melissa, I don't know how you can't be excited when you listen to this man talk. So his energy, his joy, his juice, his pride. I mean, it all starts there. It all starts with David, who he is as a person, and that's going to permeate the rest of the organization, and that's why he's here. So if you can't get excited listening to him, then you probably need to get some coffee to get a little more juice or some five-hour energy or something to get you going. So,
you see that smile you got now, Lisa? That smile you got right now? That's what we're going to do for you. Keep that smile.
Who's Lisa?
I don't know. So did Dusty Baker
sweep? Did Lisa hop on the call?
Did Dusty Baker sweep or not?
Yeah, he skull drug him, as Clint Sterner might say.
There we go. So undefeated. Goals, controversy, taking gig, message to fans. The OG Dusty wins. Can't wait to watch those throws, by the way. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice. 713-572-4610. Larry and Stafford, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Landry Lopez. You know, some days, man, I try to just sit back and not call y'all ass, man. I really do.
We love hearing from you.
But then something pops off, and then I just have to call. Dusty Baker is a G, man. He walks around with a toothpick in his mouth where a can go like oxtails and all the other fine women, got a son that's 20 years old and he's 70, like he said. Dusty is a G. David Culley is that dude whose wife makes him go to Disneyland wearing the same shirt and a fanny pack around his hip, and he walking there with the Kleenex with the diaper bag on his back, looking like he want to just jump off. He want to jump off the next ride at Wonderland or whatever that is, man. Y'all know what that is.
Yeah, we do.
Y'all don't put. And then here's what I call for, Lopez. You know me and you got a thing, man. Me and you real good, man, because you've been in this game for a long time. But there's a little tale about you, Lopez, that people need to start picking up on. When y'all want to really know if Lopez thinks somebody is a clown, he always give y'all a sign. He laughs before, as soon as they start talking, man. He give you a little hint. Because every time Cullen started talking, you can hear Lopez in the background. So the point of me saying all that is this. There's no competition over there. But, Landry, I really want to say this to y'all before I get off. I know that this is stressful for everybody in H-Town. And there's an opportunity for Cal to fix it, whether or not he wants to do it or not or whatever. But if you really think about this, man, the fact that we're sitting here now still having this conversation when it's a simple fix by apologizing and guaranteeing Deshaun some things, and maybe it's not, I don't know. But it's just getting to the point now where it's just tired, man. And I'm excited about the fact that the Astros are coming up, because maybe that'll just give us something else to move on to. But all I really want is for Deshaun Watson to tell me what he's thinking. Because to be honest with you, I really don't know what he's mad about. Until he tells me what he's mad about and I hear it from him, then I'll get on board. But other than that, man, this is all noise. And Nick Caserio should have been fired when he said, but there's a five-hour energy out there somewhere if you don't get fired up for this guy in our hall.
You know what?
I was disappointed in Nick there. That was bad.
That, you know what? I figured something out, and Larry and Stafford gave me the – kind of made it clear to me. I'll bet if Nick Caserio says that about David Culley, he probably thinks Jack Easterby's funny. You know, because Jack Easterby is not funny. He thinks he is, and he tells you when to laugh.
That's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time.
And tells you what's funny. If Nick Caserio says, if you can't run, you know, whatever, however you put it with David Culley there, I don't know what he's listening to. Look, it's his guy. He's going to have his back, especially in an introductory press conference. But, man, that was a romp. That was a romp by our guy Dusty.
Dude, Dusty's a badass, man. I forget how much of a badass Dusty is. John, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, John, y'all have talked a lot about the idea that because Houston's so screwed up right now, they're Texans, I mean, that it's possible a lot of these top-name quarterbacks wouldn't even come here and tell you not to draft them and all that. Well, the one thing I thought about is, why doesn't Houston take a different – if we're truly rebuilding, I mean truly rebuilding from the bottom, and if he leaves, if Deshaun Watson leaves, we are, why not – look at it and say, okay, let's say we have a third round from Miami, okay? Instead of trying to go out and get a young quarterback without the true supporting cast, especially an offensive line, why not go out and get a guy like, what's his name, Penny? And I could be wrong. I don't remember how you pronounce it.
Oh, the tackle from Oregon.
yeah, somebody like that, do everything we can to trade Tunsil. Not because I don't think Tunsil's good, but I don't think we can afford him for the next couple of years with the number of losses and stuff we're going to have. Why pay somebody $20-something million? But do you see what I'm saying is, I think the Texans recently went the wrong way when they got David Carr. Instead, build the lines, the offensive line and the defensive line.
No, you're right.
But the problem is they've tried that. Like, I guess they just need better evaluation.
What he's saying is, you know, the first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem.
So
you
basically,
know?
Trade Tunsil, and then with the pick that you would have had that you traded for Tunsil, draft Tunsil's replacement. And then I'm supposed to feel better about
this? No, you're not supposed to be better, but what he's saying is...
Miami did the same thing.
Right, what he's saying is just scrap everything. If you're going to rebuild, rebuild. Which, that's not a bad take. It's sad, but it's not a bad take.
Gosh. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with
that's
you.
That's five-hour energy
Sports
right
Hitter,
there,
Sports
baby.
Radio 6. God, I hate that Casario said that so bad. You make it hard for me to defend you, Nick, when you do stuff like that. Carson Wentz is already getting punked by his teammates in Indianapolis, and Deshaun Watson has a list. He has a list. We'll give it to you. We go around the league next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.